There was a time when cattle ranchers and sheep herders clashed, sometimes violently, in the western U.S. This town saw its share of unfriendly encounters as well. But today, the sheep, and specifically the dogs that help shepherd them, are the focus of a huge annual event that can bring competitors from around the world. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Teresia Rose Ruckman Reed enjoys sharing the history of the area of Meeker, Colorado. In the early 1900s, one of the men who came to hunt in the area was arguably the most well-known man in America, Teddy Roosevelt.
He loved to hunt here. He was here multiple times. His outfitter here in the area was a guy by the name of John Goff.
In fact, Teresia's great-grandfather was one of Goff's first employees who helped the president with those hunting excursions. Roosevelt stayed at the Meeker Hotel, and the museum that Teresia helps oversee has an important artifact from it.
The bar that we have in the back of the White River Museum is the original bar from the Meeker Hotel when the expansion happened in 1906. It was shipped in boxes and crates. We know this because each of the pieces has a number.
This area has been home to large herds of sheep and cattle since the days Roosevelt was coming here. Cattle ranchers were often at odds, sometimes violently, with sheep herders as the two competed for some of the same range. Over time, sheepdogs helped to keep those herds together, a practice still very important here.
There's a lot of dogs that are trained very specifically to move sheep, and they're so smart. They're trained to move sheep from one place to another. There are sheepdog competitions all over the world, and there are people that come here from all over the world in early September.
She's referring to the sheepdog trials here in Meeker, which bring in competitors from many states and even countries.
Our population doubles 3 times a year. Once during the 4th of July, once during the sheepdog trials, and another time if you count all of the hunting seasons.
The sheepdog trials are a multi-day event that brings competitors from as far away as South Africa and Brazil to this small town. Traveling the countryside in Meeker, Colorado, I'm Andrew McRae.